Joining me today is Nikki Prost, who's the, or Prosh, Prosh, I knew I was going to say Prosh, Prosh. She's the Extension Health and Physical Activity Field Specialist. Mark always loves your long names.
Oh.
So how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Excited to be here.
You know, we've been, I know I kind of slipped the tongue earlier on today, but we're going to be
talking. You're still in trouble.
we're going to be talking about physical activity and eating. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of times that doesn't go hand in hand as we talk in a farm sector, but we're starting to see maybe a few more strokes and some heart conditions and stuff. Let's talk about what's happening.
Oh, sure. You know, unfortunately, sometimes it takes that scary moment or that scary diagnosis or a scary measurement at the clinic for somebody or an individual to start caring about their health a little more. So I'm here to hopefully tell you maybe don't wait till it gets that extreme. Prevention is your friend. Being active can kind of be however you want to make it. You don't have to run to be physically active. You got to find the different things maybe you enjoy that'll keep you motivated and keeping you wanting to be active. The same with healthy eating. It doesn't have to be all salad and, you know, celery all the time.
You got to throw some meat in there
somewhere. Right. You just have to kind of make it fit your own lifestyle and make slow changes at a time instead of kind of shooting, you know, crazily right away. You got to start with those small goals and work from there. So it's something, obviously, in my role, health and physical activity is super important. So it's something that you should think about if you're not thinking about.
You know, we have in summer, there's some farmers that are golfing or do some other stuff, which is some exercise. But what do you do when they start harvesting or they start putting in the crop, they go days at a time and spend a lot of time in machinery.
Right. And I can't say that I've spent those long hours in a tractor, but my father was a farmer, so I know the time that can be committed and the different tasks you have on your list. So it's if you have to think about it, don't think about it as another thing to do or another thing to add to your list. If there's any way you can incorporate, say, some type of movement or stretches during your day or during the time. You know, if you're spending long hours in the tractor, can you try doing some simple neck stretches, some stretches with your arms, you know, as long as you're staying safe, and different movements while you're in the tractor, or even, you know, it's probably to your own physical benefit and your mental health benefit to maybe take a stop, get out of the tractor, you know, stretch a little, walk around the tractor a few times, and different things like that. Just being creative of how you squeeze in that activity and not thinking about one extra thing to do. Just making it fit your lifestyle will make it more sustainable and more of a lifestyle change.
You know, as we move in agriculture, we're moving more technology. We probably don't do as much physical exercise as what your dad or my dad did way back then. So it's something that we have to be aware of because it does creep up on us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and a lot of right now in my job role, I work with South Dakota work sites, and I've been on my own personal mission to convince, you know, farmers that they are the work site sector, and, you know, running their business and working in their own business, they need to think about work site wellness for themselves and, you know, if they have employees working under them. So, because of, you know, not only in farming, but a majority of jobs nowadays, there's so many technology advancements that have replaced some of the more physical labor or physical demanding jobs that, you know, we're just kind of coming into creatures of sitting, and we sit a lot, and you don't realize how many hours per day you might spend in a seated position. And, you know, now research is showing the negative health consequences of those long hours spent sitting as well. So it's something that's super important. And, you know, if your wife is the only one who's getting after you, she's going to maybe get tired of always getting on your tail. So you kind of have to take the initiative yourself and think about why it's important to you and make that connection so that it is something you make time for and you're not using the excuses you don't have time. It's more the initiative making that time, because a lot of us can maybe find that short segment of time in our day if we care about it and we're investing in making that time.
Well, you know, even businesses now, I hear they're starting to put work tables that are up to stand at instead of sitting in the chairs.
Yep. So you can now get standing workstations or, and like I mentioned, some of the work sites I'm working with, where the goal is to promote their employees to be active during the workday. So a few of them have been able to use some funds to install like an on-site work site gym with small dumbbells or some small equipment that the employees can check out during their breaks. And kind of getting them to the mindset of thinking, you know, you've been sitting for 3-4 hours during your break time instead of coming to a new place to sit and drink coffee. Maybe that break time can be a time to, you know, re-energize your body, get a little movement, and break up that sitting time.
You know, somebody even told me that if you park your car in a parking lot when you go to a store or a business, which we know a lot of people do, park it at the far end of the parking lot and walk your way over the year. That takes a lot of, burns a lot of calories and exercise.
And I think that goes back to just being, you know, kind of being creative and thinking about how you can add a little more activity into your day without making an extra thing on your to-do list. Parking far away, maybe taking an extra lap, even if you don't need to when you're in the mall, just walking around there one more time before you leave the mall. Can you walk to your mailbox? Is it within walkable distance? And is it safe to get to your mailbox versus maybe jumping in the four-wheeler or your vehicle to go get the mail? Are there ways you can do some things maybe with your grandchildren or your children, do a little dance party or do some type of activity to make it seem like, again, it's not an additional thing to do and it's you're kind of just having fun and living your normal lifestyle through an active lifestyle.
You know, it's kind of they're more golfing in the summer and stuff, but like in the winter months, joining a rec club, I mean, I think we don't have time, or somebody sees them, what are you doing, how come you're in here and not farming, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's kind of the stereotype, but if you can find what's an average exercise you should do, or how much exercise should you do a day?
So the current physical activity guidelines are for adults, they should shoot for 150 minutes per week of aerobic physical activity, which would be, you know, your walking, running, biking. So 150 minutes, when I say that, sometimes I think people get scared. That seems like so many minutes. So if you can break it up into maybe 30 minutes five times a week. And if that still sounds like a lot, maybe even, you know, start from where you're at. If you're not active, you might want to just shoot for 10 minutes a day. And, you know, as you get, as your body gets a little more conditioned and it's safe for you, you can add more minutes during the week. But in addition to those 150 minutes of aerobic, so the walking and running, it's recommended that you do two or more days of strength training type of physical activity. So that'd be your weightlifting, maybe if you're doing yoga or different weight-bearing type exercises. So that's what you should be shooting for if you're not shooting for it right now.
I'm not sure about get a lot of us doing the yoga, but anyway, Mark does. Anyway, but working cattle, that's just like exercise. I mean, that's you're doing stuff. So they can kind of build that into their operation, that walk here instead of taking the pickup.
Mm-hmm. And I know it might be kind of funny at first, but even through some of my conversations, I try to encourage people, can you use that fence post to do some push-ups or tricep dips or jump around a little? You might feel silly the first time, but once you're doing it, if you have to wait for a few minutes anyways, you might as well get a little movement in. Or I even tell some people at night when you're brushing your teeth, can you do 10 squats while you're brushing your teeth, or try to time yourself to do a little movement during these things you're already doing.
But we kind of laugh at this, but we are seeing things, health problems coming up. And like you said, we don't think about it until it hits us. And in a farmer taking off a little while is very detrimental to the operation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not nobody comes in and does what he does.
Right. Yes, yeah, so I can't stress enough that it's so important, and I think the most important thing, if you're listening right now, maybe you can do for yourself, is think about why health is important to you. Is it, you know, you want to live a long life, you want to make sure you're able to farm, you know, for the next 10 years? Do you want to be able to see your children's children and help raise or help be around for your grandchildren? So making those personal connections and realizing why it's important to be healthy and why you want to live a long and healthy life sometimes can be the motivator for starting to make those small changes. You know, we haven't talked a lot about nutrition, but, you know, thinking about, is there one change you can make this week? Is there, do you normally every Wednesday go and get a 64-ounce cup of pop and, you know, a big bag of chips just because it's what you do every Wednesday? Or maybe there's a free hot dog feed somewhere.
You're making me hungry now.
I know, right before noon hour. But if there's something like that you consistently do just kind of out of habit, is there a way you can change that? Maybe try something different or eliminate that from your diet just as a starting point. You don't have to completely change everything you're eating right away. Making those small changes will help you, again, create that lifestyle habit so that it's over time you're continuing to eat healthy.
Let's talk just a little bit about the nutrition, because I know that's one thing when that's probably worse than exercise, trying to change what you really like to eat and is it good for you or not. I know chips is not really fun at about 9:30 at night when you're relaxing and enjoying. Mm-hmm. What should they be looking at as far as nutrition changing?
This is kind of a, sometimes it's hard to talk about specifics, but if you can, so say for example, chips. If chips is what you go to because of the salt, or cheese balls, because of the salt or the crunch, maybe think about, is there a healthier alternative to that option? So if it is chips, is there maybe some type of baked chip you could try for a while? And then from there, is it really the crunchiness and saltiness? Could you try maybe like some almonds that are giving you that crunch and that salt? So again, it's all about making those changes to what maybe you're used to. If you can incorporate more fruits and vegetables, South Dakota is one of the lowest states for consuming fruits and vegetables. So that's always a big challenge for everybody in the public health sector, is we're working to get more South Dakotans to eat more fruits and vegetables. So is there a way you can make those vegetables, crunchy, or eat a crunchy vegetable? For food labels, I know there's a lot of different information out there about grains, but the best advice I can give you right now, maybe in this short amount of time, is when you're reading the food label, go right to the ingredients. And if the first word on the ingredients list is whole, it usually means that it is a whole grain. Because sometimes you might see now it says wheat or multigrain. That doesn't necessarily mean it's 100% whole wheat. So looking for that first word whole on the ingredient list will kind of help you maybe make a better selection than you may have otherwise. So if you can find options like that.
So if you look at a label, what are the ones we should be concerned with? What are the sodium?
Right. Yep. Sodium's hidden in a lot of our foods, and along with that, so is sugar, and we don't really realize some of the things that sugar is in. So, I mean, depending on maybe if you have certain health conditions or things you have to look out for, but definitely looking at the sodium levels, looking at sugar, and then, of course, your fat. So there's good fat and bad fat. So if you can, if you're educated on what different fats, but again, you don't ever want high fat necessarily. You know, our good fats are usually in our oils and some nuts and avocado and things like that. And that's the fat that kind of helps clear our arteries per se from the bad fats.
Like flaxseed?
Oh yeah, flaxseed. That's a good one. Okay. So. Yeah.
So how about meats? Everybody hears about the meat, and I know we're in egg area. Meat isn't a bad thing for nutrition, is it?
No, not at all. And, you know, the dietary guidelines, it's one of the main, you know, it's recommended as one of the main sources of protein. I think the big thing, you know, maybe from different things you may have heard in the media, is if you're consuming it for every meal, you know, if you have it for lunch and supper every day of the week, the concern is the high amount of saturated fats and some of those meats. So if you can maybe do a lower fat option, so chicken or lean protein or the leaner choices of meat, that's a great option. Or if there's maybe, again, one or two days in the week where you can try, I'm sure you've heard of the term meatless Monday, you can try some different recipes so that you're just limiting some of that meat and fat intake throughout your normal week.
But cooking, it makes a difference. I know we had a FFA member who did a science project, and she was saying she cooked it in a pan, some hamburger in a pan, did it on a grill, did it on a George Foreman and something else. And George Foreman was the least amount of fat left in it.
Right. And I'm sure it's, I think, because it's pressing, you know, it's not sitting there kind of soaking in the fat that's came out of the meat. So there's probably a little less, you know, from the George Foreman pressing down and letting that fat slide down.
Or, and they used to say broiling. Does anybody broil anymore?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if, I personally don't broil a lot, but either. I'm sure there's people out there that broil.
Well, they, you know, different meals. But anyway, I appreciate you going. But it's something that we can think about, that when you go out, like you said, walk an extra walk around the store, or look at something. If you go to a hardware store or something, just take an extra swipe.
Yep.
Do something and maybe get the mail, walk to the mailbox instead of do stuff.
But
don't be hesitant to go to a rec center. I mean, it's so funny because some of the people that you, when you go to therapy, you've seen a lot of older, people, farmers, and even some younger farmers and other people from other occupations are up there, and they said, I wish I would have done this earlier. And I think that's what you're trying to accomplish.
Yep, definitely. And I mean, I think you'll notice over, you know, maybe not instantly, but over time, you'll definitely notice maybe some changes in your body, just how you're feeling. If you had a certain area that a lot of people complain about low back pain, and I don't have any scientific proof of this, but I even notice myself when I sit for long periods or I wasn't active that day, I think my back aches a little more just from the pressure I'm putting on my back. So as much as you can incorporate physical activity, it'll keep you, it will keep you moving, and it'll keep you feeling good. And
keep you younger.
Yep, keep you younger, keeping you having those positive thoughts.
So next week they could come to the farm show, walk around, and you're going to be out there, I think, aren't you?
Yes, yes, I will be at our extension booth a few days, I believe. So come talk to me if you have any questions.
Yeah, they could get some good tips, advice.
Yeah, maybe, definitely.
Maybe get healthy, huh? All right. Well, Nikki, we sure appreciate you joining us and coming up and helping us out. And I know it's something that you're going to be talking about. And